rest of the story. Cheryl Leach gazed in absolute wonder at her two-year-old son, Patrick. His gaze was fixed on the marvelous machine in front of him. You've seen those Disney World audio animations, the talking, gesturing Abraham Lincolns and Ben Franklins and so on. Well, it was just such a sophisticated piece of machinery that it so fascinated little Patrick, and hardly anything fascinated him. Patrick's mother, Cheryl, a 35-year-old Dallas schoolteacher, had tried for months to find a video that the boy might like, and there were plenty of videos out there, tapes that told stories and taught lessons, all packaged in bright colors and memorable melodies, but none, no matter how brilliantly conceived or produced, impressed two-year-old Patrick. So, Cheryl decided that she'd make her own video, based on her own story. The main character in that first script was a teddy bear who came to life and befriended young children. Surely Patrick would be amused by that, Mother imagined, hopefully, and yet, as she proceeded with her homespun project, Cheryl's confidence waned. Patrick was a tough audience. It would take a near miracle to interest him. And then one day, that miracle occurred. An audio animatronics exhibit came to town. With the afternoon off and nothing better to do, Cheryl took her little boy. Patrick, utterly, thoroughly delighted, pointed and laughed and stared and pointed and laughed some more, and Texas school teacher Cheryl Leach, in a solitary, spectacular epiphany, saw the future. Now, what you've just heard happened in 1987. Little Patrick is now 9, and Cheryl is 42, and Cheryl is head of her own production company called Lions Group, creator of what's already become an entertainment institution, a media phenomenon that earns millions of dollars a year. Intimately involved is a team of super specialists, including an experienced executive producer and so designated chief of educational research, and on, but now, whenever you think of the world of fantasy that they have wrought, I hope you'll recall that day in Dallas and the traveling exhibit that came to town. For the realistically moving figures that so inspired young Patrick Leach also inspired his mother, and an empire was born. You may appreciate the heartwarming intimacy of Mr. Rogers. You may acknowledge the teaching expertise and the characters of Sesame Street. But nobody can question the preternatural popularity of the entertaining anachronism which Cheryl Leach brought into your home, nor of the character that once was almost a teddy bear. You remember that first video script in which a talking teddy bear was the star? That was until the Dallas exhibition, which enthralled little Patrick Leach and consequently his mother, the mega display of mechanical dinosaurs. That's right. For years, through best-selling videos and the most watched children's television show of them all, you have known the affectionate tyrannosaur, the singing purple dinosaur named Barney. Only now you know the rest of the story.